I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Our guest is Bill Studwell. We first talked with Bill about Christmas carols. Bill is a retired librarian and I think a bit of a list maker because there have been other books. And today we're talking to him a little bit about college fight songs. And Bill, thanks very much for joining us.
Always fun to be here.
Were you always a list maker?
Yes, I have lots of lists. I have lists of just about everything I've done. I made lists of everything.
No kidding. Did this precede your becoming a librarian, or was this part of it?
Well, when I was a little kid, I was probably a librarian before I knew what a librarian did. I was always categorizing things, systematizing things. And when I discovered what librarianship was about in the 60s, early 60s, I said, gee, this is for me, and I was very good at it. I was a cataloger, and catalogers put things in order.
Why the interest in college fight songs?
Well, it started in the early 90s. In 1990, I wanted to do an autumn media gig for my university, Northern Illinois University. And I wrote about what I considered the three top fight songs, Notre Dame, number one, University of Michigan, number two, and Wisconsin, number three. And they said, well, this is good, but why don't you come up with a top 10 or top 20 list? And they gave me exactly one day to do it. And so I went on with that, and it went out both on the radio and the print media, and then the Associated Press picked it up, and USA picked it up. And within a year, I had 75 more gigs about college fight songs. Since then, I always have 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, you know, depends on the year. But that was a busy year.
Now, this led to actually the publication of one, two, soon to be three books on college fight songs.
Yeah, they're all a little different, but they will print over 200 songs and the information on maybe 300 or so. And about 100 and I think 18 or something like that, universities and colleges I've represented. I would have come up with another 80 with another maybe 40 more institutions represented, but the changes in the copyright law made copyright chaotic. And if you have anything after 1922, you have to get permission, and sometimes that's very difficult to get.
Even for a librarian?
Even for a librarian. Institutions have said, oh, sure, you can print ours, but you had to find the authors. Or the author said, fine, but the university said no, or something.
Well, around this time of year, the leaves are starting to change.
Yes.
And as people drive in Washtenaw Avenue into Ann Arbor, Michigan, if they're anywhere around campus, they're probably going to hear your number two song.
Yes. In fact, by pure accident, my wife and I in the 80s were driving through Ann Arbor in the middle of the game, so the traffic wasn't bad. In fact, the streets were almost empty, and I heard the Victors being sung by most of the 110,000 in Michigan Stadium. And it was probably the third or fourth most exciting musical experience I ever had.
Quite a choir.
It's a great song.
Bill, how about some details about the Victors?
The Victors was written in 1898. It was the first great college fight songs. A few had been written before that, but the first great one is written by Louis Elbel, a sophomore music major who wrote it at the age of 21 and didn't do much else in life that's notable. What is interesting about Elbel is the fact, that's E-L-B-E-L, that he was born in South Bend, Indiana, the home of Notre Dame, and he spent most of his life there and taught music there. So the man from South Bend wrote the great song for Ann Arbor, The Rivers to the North.
What do you like about it?
The lyrics are wonderful. Proud lyrics. You know, hail to the victors valiant, hail to the conquering heroes, hail to Michigan. And it's as proud as you can get. And, of course, they're still, despite a miserable year last year, they still had the most victories of any major university in football.
We've been talking with Bill Studwell about college fight songs, his top 25, and the Michigan song, Hail to the Victors, is number two. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.